Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
Gonna clap in both mics, or are we good?
We're good.
Oh, shit, fucking A. Welcome to Savage Saturdays here on the Drink... Thank you, Stacy. Welcome to Savage Saturdays here on the Drinking Bros podcast. I'm your host, Derek Wyda, and in a bold maneuver, I invited my wife on the show. Everybody, welcome Savage Stacy.
Hello.
Savage Saturdays.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. We'll see how this goes. I'm already getting bossed around. It's like, you know, you don't know
how to work the camera, the mic,
Well, we're just, you know, we're a couple of guys that are trying to figure things out. There was a comment today, you know, episode 2 came out, and somebody said, you need to fix your fucking sound. It sounds like you're recording in an empty room or something like that.
And it is an empty room.
Yeah, I was like, we're a couple dudes recording a podcast from a garage. And if it sounds like it's coming from a garage, it's because we're in a garage. Do you know who I am? Do you know what? Like, we don't give a shit, man. Like, it's like your sound quality isn't 100%. It's like, hey, man, in life, I shoot for like a good 67%. You know,
did you do your hair?
I did. I put some water in it.
For a podcast. Well, you did your hair for a podcast.
Yeah. Well, there's a camera. I put some water in it. Do you like it or? Yeah.
I'm wearing a hat, a t-shirt, my Lulus.
Well, I'm wearing one of the tank tops we made. I got your signature on my shirt right here.
We made that when were we pregnant?
I can't remember, but oh, man. Dude, I had this idea one too. Dude, so here's, we made these fucking tank tops. And
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Must have been pregnant. Sorry.
I don't remember either what year, like the last 2 years have been a fucking
it's
hot. We live in Las Vegas and
it's not hot. It is not hot right now.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll fucking wear a fake leg and tell me how it feels out in 120 degrees.
But it's not 120 degrees right now.
It's going to get 120 degrees. You know where I'm getting.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. My wife, everybody. But no, this is I'm making fun of you. Like,
you welcomed me as a guest on this.
But like, I'm telling you, you're gonna get what you want. I'm making fun of me here.
Okay,
just let me get there. I had this, it gets hot here, and I wanted tank tops.
Is this going somewhere?
For the gym. Yeah, I wanted stringer tank tops, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then I had this like bright idea. I was like, hey, what if we like, stringer tank tops in the gym. It's just like, it's a cunt identifier, you know? But I was like, so how do we diffuse that a little bit? We make them tie-dye. And so we ordered 100. So I was like,
oh, my God. 100. Yeah. 100. That he's like, let's tie-dye these things. I was like, do you know how to tie-dye these? My God.
So I was like, I wanted a few tie-dye stringers for myself. And I was like, this story just gets richer and richer.
I must not have been pregnant because I would have flipped the F out. Oh, my God.
I was like, I just want some stringers, but if we're getting into it, we might as well make a few more and sell them.
Oh, this is all coming back to me.
So I was like, 100 can't be bad. And then
we got through like 15, 27.
It took us like 4 months to tie-dye 100 tank tops. Dude, have you ever tie-dyed fucking dude? It is not as easy as I thought it was.
No, it's not. Well, I don't know if it was the stuff we were using. I don't know if it was like the ink. I don't know.
It was work.
It was a lot of work. And then we were like, how much should we sell these for? Yeah. Because we're putting like hours of work into this. So
dude, and at the end of the day, do you know how much we sold these stringers?
How much was it for?
$75 a pop.
Nuh-uh, are you kidding?
But dude, the fucking, the amount of work and sweat that went into making
it's
all
like,
of these.
And then they have to dry and then we wash them.
Right?
Like, right, actually, we probably
Holy
did.
Fuck. Like, not I was like, wait, what am I worth an hour? If I was fucking a dude, how much would I make a dude pay me? You know?
I don't even know if it was that much. Like, I don't know.
You know me, I care about my time more than money. Yep. So the money that we made from selling the 100 tank tops, or actually it was like 85, because I kept 7 Stacy had one or two, or maybe, do you even
what,
have one?
Tank tops?
Yeah.
No, what am I supposed to do with a stringer tank top? I can't wear a girl. I can't wear that.
I put a lot of work and sweat into that.
Okay, listen, I probably did a lot of work and sweat on those things. He's like, this is a cool idea. No, one of my awesome ideas. And then I'm stuck doing all the work.
Like 20 tank tops in, I was like, Stacy, this is a horrible
idea. So I'm like sitting there like a child labor, like slave, like pouring ink into this stuff. Well, like
I was right there with you. There was it was at the old house there, and I was like,
yeah,
and there
I was remember. Times,
like we weren't even in good moods. We're just like, fuck, we have to work, and we don't do that. No.
It started, actually, we didn't finish. I know we didn't, because it started getting not good. And we were like, why are we doing something that we're not having fun with? No,
we made all the tank tops.
Did we?
All of them. Yep.
I don't remember.
And then you got baby onesies.
I do remember that.
We sold a couple baby onesies, too.
Yeah, well, that was fun and obviously easier, because the amount of material was much smaller. But, Yeah.
Anyways, I guess that's our fucking intro
for
this Savage Saturday, which is a fitness
so
podcast.
So savage.
So fucking savage. So fuck. Dude, I saw somebody. Oh my God. Oh my God. Dude, you know, like, but dude, I'm fucking savage. Dude, somebody posted a fucking, you know, on Facebook there, you can post like pictures. That's what I like about Facebook versus Instagram. On Facebook, you can post like meme pictures, you know?
Yeah. Mean or meme?
Meme.
Meme.
I don't know what
meme-y?
I said.
Meme.
Do you know who fucking made the word meme?
Mm,
it was fucking
Richard Gere.
Dawkins.
Oh, I got the first.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know. I said do you know Richard. How? Do you know where that word comes from?
No.
So genes. You know, you pass on your genes.
Like genome.
But like fucking way before the internet and shit like that, Richard Dawkins was he came up with this thing, memes. And memes are like social things that are passed on. So we pass our genes. And then he said he came up with the fucking word memes. Yeah.
Said
Richard
Gere. Yeah. No. I did say Richard Gere.
What movies is he in? Like, that's an actor, right? Is he in The Fugitive? I don't know. Oh, God.
That's
probably
what I was thinking.
Yeah. Oh, is Harrison Ford and who in the fucking... Yeah.
Yeah.
Richard,
totally.
Richard.
I was just trying to think of a name, and then I got the first one right, Owen. So,
anyway, somebody
50-50 here.
It was the Macho Man Randy Savage in a picture, and he was answering a phone. Yeah, and it said Savage Department, Randy speaking. Sorry. Yeah, I fucking saved that shit. Yeah. But anyways, this is our one day a week. We come on the Drinking Bros podcast here, and we talk fitness, or we try. I don't know how much fitness you and I are going to accomplish tonight.
I'm so fit.
In a pure I'm fucking so Stacy move. This is at the end of the this is Savage Saturdays with Derek Wyda. Okay? I don't own much around here. But I have this, right? And I'm fucking just like walking around and I see something on the counter. It's a folded over piece of paper. And I open it up and there's some weird questions on this piece of paper. And I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And she's like, "Don't look at that." And it was right then, Stacy. I was like, wait, who's interviewing who today? Stacy.
It's not an interview question.
Stacy has questions for me today. So
let's my favorite.
Okay. What's your favorite? What is this?
These types of questions.
Okay.
Because I think they tell you a lot about a person. Like they're would you rather questions. I've asked you would you rather questions before.
Yeah.
But I think they're good icebreakers.
Okay, let's break the ice.
Let's break
We have two kids.
Savagely.
We've been married. We've been together for 3.5, almost 4 years.
So I generally think I know what your answers are going to be because I know you mostly.
So this is a trick.
No,
so
it's not a trick.
I have to think about what you think.
No, it's not a trick. It's not a trick.
Keep it spicy.
It's not a trick. I just like them. So,
right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather
lose
the ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
Believe everything I'm told.
So you would rather believe everything you're told?
I already do anyways. You know this about me. Like, I trust people. You don't like this about me.
That is true.
Because I trust people until they fucking burn me, and then I continue to trust them because... But I have to be able to, You know what's funny is, like, I fucking love it when people, like, accuse somebody. They're like, you're a liar. You're a hypocrite. Well, everybody lies. And everybody's a fucking hypocrite. Like,
yeah.
Literally everybody. I need to make a t-shirt that says hypocrite. Because you just got to own it. Like, to be human is to be a fucking hypocrite. You know?
Yeah, I think that does. That tells a lot about you and who you are as a person. So you would rather believe everything you're told, which is generally what you do now. So, yeah.
But also,
I feel
no.
like you're cheating and you're trying to look at the question.
No, I didn't know. But like,
you well, looked at like, them already.
I would be a good Christian if I believed everything
you
I was
would be
told.
A good Christian.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So why would you not want to lose the ability to lie?
Because you have to lie to get through life.
Exactly.
Like, not all
I
lies
agree.
Are bad.
I agree. I
not
agree.
All lies are bad. Because, so, you know, it's, you know.
See,
like,
this is
my,
why
so,
I asked
see,
these
does,
questions.
See, do you like how my hair is? You have to lie.
I
do
like
Do you like my cat scratch?
I don't like your cat scratch.
You should fucking lie.
When he came home with that, I was like, it looks great.
If you guys don't know, here's, so I was at the Sports Clips. In St. Louis,
the
there.
Sports Clips there.
Yeah, that's where
the
I was.
The Sports Clips there.
Yeah.
Where, Derek?
Yeah,
there.
I was at the goddamn Sports Clips there, and I was getting a haircut, and she the girl cut my hair. She said, "Do you want a cat scratch?" And I was like, "Well, this I don't know. I thought she was
that
gonna,
sounds interesting.
I thought she was going to scratch my back.
Oh my god, like, for real? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that like a yeah. code word? Right? I didn't no, notice yeah. it when he sent me a picture.
Yeah.
I had no clue. Yeah. And then he said, I strategically sent you a picture with sunglasses on because I didn't want you to notice.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, so that's how ashamed
like, first
he
off,
was.
I, like, so I sent Stacey a picture and I had my sunglasses on because at first I wanted to make her think that I looked cool. Like, but then I had to tell my wife the truth that I got a cat scratch. And so here's
cat
how it went down.
Fever.
I was at the, yeah, that's the song that comes in my head.
That's what I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
So she offered me a cat scratch. I thought I was going to get my back scratched. You know how them like barbers, they have all their fake nails and stuff. I was like, hey, this sounds kind of good. Oh, yeah. But I said, what's a cat scratch? And she says, it's a thingy in your eyebrow. You
a
know, where they put
eyebrow.
The... snippers in your eyebrow there.
Like
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, but no, here's where she got me. Because I was like, because I knew what it was. Like, when she told me it was a cut in your eyebrow, I was like, man, that's fucking stupid. But here, she said, it'll add to your edge. And in my head.
Does it go through?
In my head, I was like, edge me.
See, normally I think these days it like goes through.
I got
like
away with that one.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking edge me, dog. Let's go. And then she put the fucking clippers into my eyebrow and then she took it away. And she's a nice girl. But immediately I looked at it and I was like, fuck.
I made a mistake.
Fuck. But I've made worse mistakes. Like, look at, but no, you know what? I was, you know, like she did the thing.
That hair will grow back.
Yeah, she did the thingy to my eyebrow, but I took a realistic glance at me in the mirror, and I was like, you really can't get much worse than this. You know, like, I got the fucking gauged ears and the face tattoos. I got a fucking hoop in my nose.
I forget how he looks. Like, I always do, because I see him every day, so I forget how he looks, and then I remember, like, going to, like, high-risk baby appointments with, like, these nice like, nurses and doctors.
Who's this motherfucker with one leg and all these
yeah,
face
they're
tattoos.
Probably like, who is this felon? Oh, my God, yeah. Lock up your purses, yeah. Ladies. Like, you know, like, I forget. Or, like, when you would come to, like, work events or something, like, you know, official, professional Air Force events, and then it's like, oh! He has face tattoos. Yeah. Like, should he stand in front of my colonel? I don't know.
It was your fucking... Was
wing
your,
commander.
Wing
commander.
Oh, so
it
we were at...
Our wing
we went, dude,
commander.
You will appreciate this, Owen. So Owen's behind the camera there. He was an infantry guy, too. We went to her, like, her
holiday
her
party.
Holiday party. You know what my shirt was for the holiday party?
Well, I don't remember. Oh,
ho,
yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a machine gun. So it was the one from Die Hard, you know, like a gray sweatshirt. Ho, 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 now I have
this
machine
was
gun.
After the October 1st Las Vegas massacre, mind you.
Was it?
So a little tasteless. Yes, I remember. Anyways, keep going.
Well, I didn't. Anyways.
Her timing
yeah.
could have been a little bit better.
Well,
it was 2017. Yeah, it was.
Really?
Or was it 2018? Yeah, but I know what. It had to have been 2017 because I was out in 2018.
Yeah.
It wasn't 2016.
Yeah.
Anyway, anyway,
yeah. I'm like, don't ruin this for me with a tragic event.
Yeah, Debbie Downer.
Yeah, no. So I had a fucking Santa hat, that sweatshirt. I kept my blue blockers on all night, and I remember it like we were standing in a circle, and I was just being me, like talking shit. And I'm like, don't bring me. And then next to me was some older guy with like good silver hair, you know. And it turned out it was her like wing commander, which is the equivalent of like a brigade commander or something like that in the army.
Probably higher, but yeah.
No, like everything in the Air Fulbert. Force is oh, fucking yeah, higher.
He's in charge of everyone like, on the installation. Yeah. Everyone.
So as far as Stacy concerned, if you're an E4 in the army, the equivalent in the Air Force is an E12.
Hilarious. So hilarious. It's not even a thing. Why do you act like I'm dumb?
Yeah. No. Yeah. But I was.
You guys are so funny.
Yeah. No. Infantrymen. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, no, so we're funny. Fucking dumb.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Somebody's got to get shot in the doorway.
Yeah.
You know? But,
Oh, God. So what was the point of that story?
No, I was just, I don't know, you said something.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, so you were in front of my wing commander with face tattoos. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I kept my sunglasses on, and when I found out somebody was like, it's the wing commander, I was like, it's not my fucking commander.
Yeah.
You know, and like the dude, he liked me. So like, yes, my appearance is interesting.
It is.
But I win people over because I have...
Hearts and minds.
But I have this... I have this like internal need to win people over, you
know. Hearts and minds.
Hearts and
I also won the sweater competition that year. Remember, I had like a gingerbread sweater and I had like a chain necklace. Anyways, I won.
I remember that there was awards.
And I won.
I was. Did you?
Yes.
I was like fucking. I was.
I won.
Past the level of drunk of storing memories.
It was so cool.
Yeah. I won. All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Here's to your award. Thanks.
Oh, cheers.
Here's to your award.
Cheers. Mm-hmm. Should we start with the second one?
Mm-hmm.
I have four. Wait, let me count.
Oh. I made it to, but like some of them, they all confused me. I skimmed them.
I told you to not read them.
I know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I told you not
When are we going to get to the fitness part of this, Owen?
We can get to the fitness part. Sure.
Hold on. Yeah. Would you rather experience the beginning of planet Earth or the end of planet Earth?
The end.
What?
The beginning sounds awful. It's like, so the beginning of planet Earth, there was like fucking rocks. Do you know there used to be...
The end, people would be like dying.
Yeah,
and like,
I know. Wah! And like, you can get away with anything.
Of course that would be here.
It's like...
No rules.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
Like, literally, I was like... Who could I fuck? No, or like, you know, like, what can I get away with?
Owen, don't laugh at that.
But I was like,
that.
I'll jerk off. Do on not Owen's laugh chest. At that. I'll say everything I want to say.
Okay, I'm you sorry know. I asked that question. Next. Thank no, you. Next.
Did you know that
Ariana, where you at, girl?
There were two moons.
What did you say?
There were two moons.
What are you talking about right now?
The beginning of the Earth.
I watched that.
Is that in the Bible?
No, it's in the science.
Oh.
Before, there were two moons.
I don't even know what you're saying
there
right now.
There was a fucking moon that
Drink
crashed.
Drink some more White Claw.
I will. But there was two moons, and one crashed into fucking Earth.
And then what happened to Earth? Then Earth would have died.
It was before life on Earth.
What? Is it?
Yeah,
no.
See? Yeah. Do you, like, we can go back. We can talk singularities and
what does the
pulsars.
Question say?
Yeah.
Pulsars? Did you say pulsars?
I did.
What is that?
They're a thing.
What is a pulsar? I'm serious.
They're out in outer space. They go... Top and bottom.
That's a great... You're so smart. Would you rather experience the beginning of planet Earth? It says the beginning. So the beginning.
Yeah. So, like, the beginning of the planet.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. No.
No? So Mm-mm. You still want to stick with the end of planet Earth?
The end, yeah.
What if it's, like, so overpopulated, there's no resources, everyone's dying, like, they're going to eat you because you have a lot of muscles, so.
Yum. And they're, yeah.
So you're going to die.
That's why I don't go in the ocean. Dude, sharks.
Because sharks are going to eat you.
Like, sharks can see weakness. And they're going to see a dude with one leg flipping around. He's like, that is a wounded duck. You know, sharks are going to eat me first. Yeah, that's, but I would still rather see the end.
You would definitely be the one if cannibals, like, if we had to eat someone, it would be you.
Yum.
Like.
Yum.
Yum.
No, muscle doesn't taste good. Fat tastes good. That's why tenderloin is nice.
I do remember that because we used to cut off all of the fat off of our steaks. And yum. We were like, oops, why are we doing that? Like, that's where the flavor comes from.
Yum. No, I'm not a gristle guy. Are you a gristle guy, Owen?
Oh,
I'm
God.
I'm not a gristle guy.
The texture.
Like, you lose a man card if you, like, don't eat rare steak and all the fucking fat and the gristle.
I don't mind fat on, like, pork if you're slow cooking.
I don't eat pork. If we're getting into fitness,
like pork
I don't,
belly? Yeah, like, okay,
I don't eat
maybe,
pork.
Like,
that's a weird thing, right?
Yeah, like, so let's get into fitness. Why don't you eat pork as a fitness person? I was going to say influencer, but I hate that word.
I hate it too. I hate it too. If somebody calls me an influencer, I fucking like...
We're not going to say
straight
it.
Straight up, right out of the
banned,
gate. I'm like,
banned.
No to your request. Banned. I don't know, Wed. I don't eat pork.
Do you like the taste?
Like,
no, he likes the taste. Yeah. Why? Because he thinks...
There's a lot of things that I do that are fucking bullshit. But they're real to me. They're like, everybody is full of shit. You have your things that you believe that are fucking bullshit. And you have things that you believe that are fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Pork is one of my things that I believe that is fucking bullshit.
What's but the thing you believe?
I don't know. I don't, like, dude, I think 15 years ago, I read something, I learned something. Or, like, bottom line for me, like, bang for your buck. Bang for your buck is my thing. Pork is very protein. Far down the line, like bang for your buck quality.
Is it the protein
meat.
Content?
I don't know. I don't remember the details. You remember like Descartes? Descartes said something good. It was like when you're fucking learning something, it doesn't matter how you learn something. It's just the conclusion you remember. So this is one of those things. Like I only remember the conclusion, and that is that the hierarchy of meats, pork is lower than turkey, chicken, beef.
Except for you don't eat turkey, though, either.
Right,
or chicken.
Fucking, yeah, so what do I eat? Beef. It's the
cow,
fucking... Yeah,
buffalo.
Yeah, so it's like the hierarchy of meats and proteins. But I could be wrong about this, but it...
I think you need to have some pasture-raised pork, and I think you would come around.
Agree.
That meat is
don't get me wrong. I fucking love the taste of pork loin, pork chops... Yeah. But you know what annoyed the fuck out of me is like 2015 when people were like, bacon. Bacon is the path
people
to being...
People are still like bacon.
No, but like remember, but like it was like literally the thing. It was the apple cider
I
vinegar.
I like bacon.
It was the keto diet. Yeah. Like, what is coming next year? I don't know.
White claws.
Like, no.
White claws.
Like, no, bacon had its day.
Bacon's over.
Bacon had its day. It was like 2015, 16.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, people still, but dude, like, what is bacon? So people are like, so here's the thing. It's like, people are like, okay, my fucking breakfast, my healthy breakfast, eggs, bacon, whatever the fuck else. But like bacon is, it's like super high fat content and like very little protein. It has to be. And it doesn't make sense to me that it would be like, if you're going to have a meat, why not have a fucking sirloin instead of bacon?
I think that's where we're different with like other countries for sure. Cause they have more, well, some, I guess like the UK, Europe in general has a better breakfast, I think.
A different breakfast
for sure. They have like beans, and cheese and like.
Yeah, but like, every other country is also second to America.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's look at the Olympics.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Have you seen? Do you know about the? It's like the anniversary coming up of the Miracle on Ice. Do you know this?
Is
fucking...
it the 20th
no.
year? No,
I don't
20.
Know. It must
40th.
Be like 30
it must be the
40th. Because yeah.
mm-hmm. wasn't it like 1980? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The 1982?
But them Russians ate fucking
from
pork.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're hate. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't corrected your accent really that much.
No.
This time.
I know.
Give her
a couple claws. I'll be talking about standing
all
on
the
my
time.
Roof.
He's like, I went to the gym there today, and
well,
I'm like,
so, okay,
the gym
okay,
where?
Stop,
like every day.
I don't like. I'm from Minnesota, and when I say I'll go to the gym there, or Stacey will text me, she's like, where are you? I'm at Target here. And it does here, seem where's weird. Where's
here? There? Like, where?
But
where?
It does seem weird, but that's it's how weird. I talk. It's like, I'm at Target here. Or she's like, where are you going? I'm going to the gym there.
Or up north, they always say, like, can I come by your house? And I'm like, you can come in my house. Like, it's, you can come, you, I'll let you in. Like, it's fine.
No, I'll masturbate down the road. Can yeah, I come like, by your house? Hey, yeah. Just like, I'm at 17th and Pearl. Do you mind if I get a quick one?
So Derek doesn't eat anything but beef.
I really don't.
Buffalo, like for real. So like I think of like the typical fitness diet as like rice and chicken, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Derek does not eat chicken. He doesn't. He doesn't.
I used to.
Well, so that's why you say you got burnt out on it. So
yeah, but I was asking you the other day, I was like, I need to go get a slow cooker at the Target
Oh, yeah, at the Target there. True. We're trying to find, like, for real, like, different ways we can sneak things into Derek's diet. Yeah. So yeah. He's sometimes, so I've seen him eat, like, 3 green vegetables in his life. Like, yeah. People for real think I'm joking, and I am not joking. Yeah. Like, it's for real.
Yeah.
Yum. But, what's with the yum?
I don't know. It's my thing.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
But... Yeah, I've adopted it.
I'm just going to eat my donuts.
She's going to pop a popper.
Savage Saturday.
You know what's funny is like, and I wanted to get your input and have you tell, you know,
we're like 25 minutes in, but all right. Let's go.
Yeah. But so people think I have, or you know how it is on the internet with me. People think I just like do whatever I want, eat whatever I want, and I still fucking...
What?
But like, you know, like, I create my own diet, but I'm super strict. Like, I'm very free, because I make my rules for myself. But, like, tell people about my eating habit. Like, what are my eating habits from your perspective?
It's the same thing every day. Like... So people at work ask this too. I don't know. Everyone wants to know what you do to get to how you look like that, blah, blah, blah.
Come
by my house there, hey. And so it's not. Okay, hilarious. Derek thinks he is the funniest person in the world. Let me just start with that. Okay, are you okay? Should we wait? I'll wait. Are we done? Well, I'll talk while Derek is laughing at himself, which is a common occurrence. Anyway, so God only knows what he's laughing at still. So he only... What are we even talking about? Vegetables?
My diet.
Oh.
Your people are coming by the house.
You spit on me. So he eats the same thing every day. Mm. Every day. Literally every day. Keep laughing. What is so funny? Let's talk about something else.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's talk about girl fitness.
Oof. Oh, God.
Oof.
Oh, Lord.
Like,
do we wanna...
booty workouts.
Yum. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Why are you laughing so hard? Oh,
fine. I was just thinking about, I don't know, I can't stop seeing a guy in a Ford Escort. Like yellow. I got 85 Ford Escort 2 blocks away from some girl's house masturbating. He's coming by your house. Makes fun of me for laughing at myself, but I'm a victim to my thoughts. You know, like a yellow 85 Ford Escort.
85? Did they even have Ford Escorts in 85?
Yeah, the hatchbacks. I remember.
That was before I was born.
Oh, yeah.
85?
Mm-hmm. Shoes.
Listen.
Yum.
Yeah. Yum. Oof, yum.
See? Like, don't ever ask me what's going on in my head, because you're going to hear, well, there's a guy 2 blocks away from a girl's house in a yellow 1985 Ford Escort masturbating. Like,
what was he masturbating to?
No, we're not going there. Anyways, fitness.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yum. Do your jaws? Jaws? Yeah, is that like, a plural? Oh, jaw?
Jaws?
Jaws?
Jaw.
Jaw. Does do you your have jaw one or hurt? Two? How many one jaws jaw.
Do
you have?
Yeah, one jaw.
Okay.
Yeah. Jaws is a. Yeah.
That's a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You haven't even seen Jaws, have you?
I have not seen Jaws.
Stacy? Okay, this okay. is very okay. important. This is important.
I knew you were going to.
Stacy is the mother of two boys. When she hasn't seen Jaws, she doesn't like Star Wars, she doesn't like Lord of the Rings. What, like, the list goes on, right?
I just haven't even tried them because I just don't. I don't. Yeah, what? Mm. Boring. Mm-hmm. Boring. Mm-mm. I don't have time for that.
But I'm sitting here staring at a poster of Mad Max, Tom Hardy. That was a very
awesome movie.
Mediocre.
It's decent.
It was mediocre at best.
Tom Hardy is the best actor on planet Earth.
He's pretty good.
He's all right. Like that show. What was the show called? The TV show.
Oh.
That was the
Taboo.
Best. That was the best I've seen Tom Hardy. Taboo.
Yeah,
Taboo.
They're supposed to be coming out with a new one soon.
But like, have you seen Tom Hardy in
Peaky Blinders?
Yeah, he was good there, but no.
Warrior.
Dude, Warrior
Lawless.
Was the shit. But hold on, what's the, oh my god. I'm gonna get kicked out of Airborne for this.
Lawless?
No.
Oh, Saving Private Ryan.
No.
Not Saving Private Ryan. What's the...
It's blanking on me. I remember the book name, but I can't remember the... Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers.
I could remember the... In the Company of Heroes, but I couldn't remember the show.
Wasn't he in Black
Did you know
Hawk
Tom
Down
Hardy
too?
Was in fucking Band of Brothers? And he
I
was
think
like...
he was in Black Hawk Down, right?
I don't know. That was Josh
Hartnett. He used to be really skinny. Oh, what happened to Josh Hartnett?
I don't know.
Mm.
You know, just like...
Call him real quick.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Yeah, I'm going to come by your house there.
Oh, we can talk about DNR. You're going to call him? Derek, who's on your DNR these days?
God damn it. I don't even...
Is it Tom Brady anymore?
But I don't...
It was
but
Tom
they don't
Brady.
Know what my DNR is. You got to tell them.
Okay.
If you're going to bring it up, you got to fucking tell them what
Derek
my DNR is.
Derek has a do not resist list. So if a guy just so happened to one day randomly come up and kiss him, he wouldn't resist it.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's not gay if I don't resist.
So yeah, he just he's not going to, you know, initiate, but he wouldn't resist it. So who's on your DNR list these days? It was Tom DeLong.
You know what?
Tom Brady, and I think even Tom Hardy. It was like a list of Toms.
Mm-hmm.
And so now who is it?
I'm going to put a weird one on there.
Okay.
This is weird, but it came to mind.
Okay.
Danny Worsnop. But the weird thing is I know him.
Wow.
Like,
that's why
tough.
I'm thinking
yeah.
it's weird.
I think
because...
he's a new addition. Yeah. If he tried to kiss me on the lips, I wouldn't resist.
He'll be here May 2nd.
Fuck.
Damn, it's
happening. Danny?
The thing,
can you hear this?
No. I don't know. Like, you can't just, like, spit
he's
out
married.
A DNR. Like,
you're
yeah.
in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but, like, Max Bemis always. Max Bemis always.
I forgot about Max Bemis.
Yep. I'm going to put Danny Worsnop on the list, which is, like, the DNR is supposed to be celebrities you'll never meet. But I know Danny.
Well, I didn't know that
portion. Tom DeLong is still there. He fucking replied. Dude, no shit. There was
he
a
did.
Tom
I
DeLong
that.
Replied to my DNR picture on Instagram, and he said, I would kiss this guy. So, like, maybe someday
yeah,
he'll fucking...
if we ever run... And which it's a possibility, because we live by Area 51. Tom DeLong is obsessed with UFOs and aliens.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. We could definitely meet Tom DeLong.
Mm-hmm.
We could.
So that's 3, 4, and 5. I don't know. I can't.
Tom Hardy.
No, Tom Hardy's off, I think. I don't know, you know. But I got to figure out the actor, the lead character from Peaky
Danny
Blinders.
Vitale. He's probably on there.
But no, I want to fucking lift with Danny. I don't want to.
Oh, you don't
want to
make out with
Danny.
Him? Okay, okay. Definitely a difference. Definitely.
There's a big difference
between
one. I can
see where you draw the line.
Clear as day.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who else you have a crush on.
No, me too. Been a long time.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
I feel like we're in a guard tower right now.
What do you mean?
These are the conversations
you have. These are the conversations Derek and I have.
Did you ever play the game where you have to fucking connect? Okay, so in the military, when we were fucking deployed, you just sit there on guard for like motherfucking 8 to 10 hours.
In the army, asterisk. Yeah, not in the army, military.
In the army, when you're fucking deployed out in the city.
Doing real big man things.
That's one way to say it. You want to get into this?
We're going to get into a fight, Owen, if we start talking about...
Well, listen, then what's question three?
Oh. Yeah, what's question three?
No, there's a game we used to play where you have to connect two actors or actresses. It's like you fucking say Denzel Washington and Bruce Willis, and you have to connect them.
Washington and Willis, their last names start with W. That's how they connect.
No, you have to like connect them through movies. It was like Denzel Washington played with fucking, you know, I don't know, like so like Tom Hanks, and then Tom Hanks was in this movie, and Brad Pitt was in this
Bruce
movie.
Bruce Willis was married to Demi.
You have to connect them through movies.
I am connecting.
7 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
That's six. It's 6 degrees. Six, yes.
What is that?
Kevin Bacon. That's what it is. Been in every movie within 6 degrees.
It's true. It's legit. It's so legit.
I knew a guy who you couldn't beat him.
I don't know enough movies.
Every single person.
Obviously, because I haven't even seen Star Wars, so it's fine. But that's how we also met, Derek and I, because I told him that I didn't like the 82nd.
Yeah, so talking fitness, Stacey and I met at the gym.
We did.
We met at the gym. We met at what it was
Brandy's
called Push.
Gym.
Yeah, it was called Push there.
I was just talking to Brandy today. Love her.
Yeah. So we, I pulled up, so like if you guys give a shit, I don't know, but I pulled up to the gym one day and I was with Billy, you know, and I fucking, like, no shit, I pulled up in my car to the gym and the gym had like bay doors, but they were fucking glass or plastic or whatever the fuck you could see in the gym. And I pulled up and there was a girl inside and she was wearing silkies and a black fucking t-shirt and some kind of fucking OD green hat. Rough, like that was an OD green hat.
Yep.
And you know, I told Billy because I'd never seen this girl here before. I was like, "Who the fuck is this?" She has some fucking legs on her, man. Like some fit legs, like some.
I was gonna say
legs.
I'm short. I don't.
No, she has some fitness legs on her. I was like, "Who the fuck is this?" And that's how we met. I fucking walked in, and what happened?
Mm-hmm. Well, so I almost missed that day. So I was going to CrossFit when I got home from my deployment. At our friend Brandy's gym, and I was going to, it was a Saturday, I know, because I almost missed it, because traffic was, like, insane. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to do laps, because I'm late, oh my god, I hate running. But I was like, just go, you have to go. I went, and I knew you were going there, I did. And
How did you know I was going there?
I don't remember, I really don't remember.
You just knew that was my gym, and... But you were friends.
Yeah,
with
but I don't
before,
know why.
Yeah,
yeah, I really don't know why. Anyways, yeah. So, so I thought I was gonna be. Well, I was late, and I was like, "Just go." And then you pulled up, and I was like, "Oh, here's Derek Wida." And then Derek, oh my God, he takes like 40 effing minutes to get ready in the gym because he shows up. Yeah, true. Statement of the year, century, everything.
I start working out exactly when I plan to start working out.
If Derek is like, let's go to the gym together, literally you need to plan, I swear, like 2 hours just to begin. Like,
no,
so you have to get
If I say let's lift at 8 in the morning, I am upstairs at 8 in the morning. But if you fucking show up at 7:40, you're going to be waiting because I'm pooping.
Yeah. So that's what it is. Like, Derek poops.
But I'm ready when I say I'm going to be ready.
Derek poops.
Yeah.
He poops like 8 times a day. There's something wrong with him.
Not 8.
Yeah.
But
8 times a day. And each time is like 30 minutes long.
He's a shitload of food, though.
Yeah. Owen, do not make excuses.
I tried to finish off when we did the cooking show.
Okay. You tried to finish him off. Yes, because that's all I'm hearing. Anyways, so for real, like...
No, like, here's what's funny.
Anyways, so let's get back to this. So Derek, we have to go poop.
Well, I'm going to get back to pooping when you're done with your story.
And so I don't even know if I... Oh, yeah, I was... Yeah, you had. That's why, because you had to show up early, super early, while I was still in my class session, because you had to poop. And then by time,
it was perfectly on time.
And then by time I was done with my class, you were done pooping, and I was just finishing up.
Perfectly on time.
And you were like, "Never seen you here before."
Yeah.
And I was like, "I know who you are." And you were like, "I'm Derek Moida," and I was like, "I know who you are." And you were like, "This is my friend Billy." And I was like, "I know." Yeah. I know. And you were like, "I forget. Something, something." And I was like, "Yeah, I just got back from a deployment with the 82nd. I hated it."
She said she hated the 82nd Airborne Division. I said,
because
why?
They wanted to kill everything. That's why.
God. You know?
That's why.
So I was like aroused and upset at the same time. You know? Like, yeah. It was a weird,
that,
you know.
And that was the last of that. And we were just friends. Friends after that. For a while. He's putting a chew in.
Fucking
a dip,
lipper. No.
A dip.
I am not, you know, like, so... like when you and I go to the gym together, I always suggest that we fucking drive separate because I have
to drive separate from you because you take forever.
No,
I can't.
I like my shit is a routine. This is
you
my
take
life.
Forever.
But no, but like I have a good half hour. So it's like, so if I have to, so I'll tell you.
And
guys.
Then also he brushes his teeth. Like who brushes your teeth that much? Like why? But he does have nice teeth.
That's
though.
Why they fucking called me the cheese in the army. We'd be on deployment and we were fucking out in the cop and we got two bottles of water. And I was like, I can drink one bottle and use one bottle for brushing my teeth. Like, dude, I've been getting made fun of for brushing my teeth so much. The cheese.
Because of his smile. Doesn't he have nice teeth though? Yeah. He does. And he used to have that like barbaric long beard and it hid his teeth with like the most crazy mustache. And I'm so glad you can see your teeth.
So it'd be like we didn't have no water, no nothing, but I would use my water to fucking brush my teeth. Yeah. So like, yeah, that's, but I have a gym routine. I have a fucking routine. And if something throws my routine off, it doesn't work for me. Like I, you know, people, you know, like, it kind of wraps in with it, like, but honestly, it's not an excuse. It wraps in with like mental illness and stuff like that. These are all coping mechanisms. Like, I like to think I'm a free spirit. I'm not. I'm a slave to my routines. And you know this about me, right?
Like, I do.
Yeah. But my routines are my coping mechanisms. And it's like, so if I tell somebody I'm going to start lifting at 8 o'clock, you can join me. I'm there. I'm at the gym by 7:40. You know, like I wake up, so if I tell a friend I'm going to lift at 8 o'clock.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm listening to you.
So if I'm going to work out at our gym where I know it's at 8 o'clock, I'm going to wake up at 7. I'm going to put my leg out. I'm going to be in the kitchen prepping my supplements at 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
So like putting my leg on, getting dressed, brushing my teeth. Is a 14-minute gig. I'm in the fucking kitchen at 7:15. I'm fucking getting my supplements ready. I'm getting my jacket on, things like that. I'm out the door by 7:30. I'm at the gym by 7:40, 7:45. I'm in the gym pooping from 7:45 to 7:55. I brush my teeth. I get my shit. I'm upstairs. Fucking 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, no human being should poop as much as Derek poops. Just saying. He needs to see a doctor, a specialist in the gastrointestinal area.
That might be true. That might be true. I don't know. But I sometimes I do think like I poop a lot.
Eight times is a lot.
I'm just guesstimating.
I don't think it's eight times.
I'm just guesstimating.
But I got a couple little spritzers. I do a lot of, but I chew a lot of tobacco. I take a lot of caffeine.
And he eats a lot of granola.
I didn't eat granola for a long time, but I'm back on the granola train.
Oh,
getting to the gym on granola the night before is a fucking gamble, dude.
Yeah, it's granola and pepperoni for Derek. If he has pepperoni, which is a very rare occurrence, very rare.
My toots.
His toots stink. Stink.
Yeah.
No pepperoni for Derek.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, Lordy. So, since then, I've only been doing CrossFit, really, but you've been doing some powerlifting.
Yeah.
What else do you want to do?
Like,
like in life? Like, so you've done a lot of things. So what do you want to do next? It's on the record. On the record.
Well, you know, like this year, 2020 here, like we had the boys last year, we were both like fucking
messed up. Don't remember. Yes.
Fucking. But so this year, I got the powerlifting meet on April 4th.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there.
And like I try, like it was just supposed to be casual, but I never take anything casually.
No, Derek is like literally don't do anything at all or extreme. Like, for real.
My dentist looked at my gums. And they said that
I made him go to the dentist, first of all.
The dentist said I like my gums look like a person with aggressive tendencies.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. That seems, yeah.
Yes.
Because I don't just brush my teeth. I fucking.
Like everything is aggressive. Yeah, everything.
And that's what I teach Jack.
But, oh, God. Jack is headbutting other kids, apparently, which is great. That's lovely. I can't. Yeah. Mm. Good thing they're not in daycare. But anyway, so you're doing powerlifting.
Yeah, but it's
do
just.
Do you have what else is coming up?
The CrossFit stuff.
Okay, but do you, what else do you want to do in life? Run?
I don't know. You know, like.
Eventually.
Well, like, or shit, fuck. See? Who's interviewing who? Who's the fucking host and who's the guest? This is like, yeah.
Listen,
oh my
so,
God, you know?
So we're talking about fitness. I am not a fitness person right now. So I'm interviewing the person who is all about fitness. So tell us.
You know, people tell me I have an expiration date. Remember?
No, it's a relevancy as far as some fitness goes. Because, you know, you can't. I mean, CrossFit, sure, you can do that for a while, but then it goes into master's division, which, I mean, that's, what, next year, right? Like, so what's next? Running is always a good sport, and we've talked about you running before.
I would, yeah. So here's the thing, man. It's like, some people say, like, I can't lift forever and things like that. Like, as an amputee or as I get older and stuff like that, but fitness is my fucking life. You know, and so
it just morphs into something different. That's all.
Right. And so it's like, I don't know if I'm being honest, like I've thought about it in my own personal thoughts, like this year, I'm gonna go hard and commit my life to fitness and competition. But here's where it's funny. It's like, and then next year I'll take a step back. But do I ever take a step back?
You do or can I did for like last periods year. Of time, but not, I mean, not a whole year. You can't go a whole year.
Yeah, like last year I didn't train to compete. And
yeah, fucking... that's what it is you're still training, but it's not to a competition level, which is very different because people who do train typically train. There are not a lot of like competitors in the world. Mm. So it's just, well, first, yeah, you have to have a different mindset for competing. Competing.
And so people tell me, like, I can't do this forever. And I'm like, no, motherfucker, you can't do this forever. I think I can fucking do this forever.
Do what, though? What are but you like, saying? Just, are you going to do CrossFit competitions forever? And if that's the case, then sure. But are you going to?
I don't know. That's a tough life question. I don't know.
You like running. You used to always run.
I know. My fucking huge... But, like, so this... Okay, so... I like before I fucking lost my leg, I was a big runner. Running was my drug. And, you know, like I still lifted. I was still strong and stuff like that. But I fucking loved running. Running was my release. If I can run again someday, I would lose my shit. I would be so I'd probably cry. If I ran my first mile on a prosthetic leg, I'd probably fucking cry. I goddamn know I would cry. Those boys are making... having kids made me soft.
But
I would fucking
why
cry.
Can't you run right now? Like, because people don't understand why you can't run right now.
The sockets. Like, I have blades. I have legs. So, like, I'm an above-knee amputee. And people don't understand, like, above-knee amputee, it's a two-part system. There's a socket and there's a leg. You know, and so you got above and below. The socket is the thing that's on my stump. The leg is the thing that's on the bottom. And so the legs are great. The blades are fucking fine. But like sockets, just I'm a sweaty guy. So like my stump, as I sweat, you lose volume, you know, and you sweat and that like everything slips off. So my socket doesn't fucking stay on. And so it's not the blade. The blades are great. I don't have a socket that can stay on. And there's new technologies and things like that, but they're on, you know, they do commercials and like in the amputee world, there's a difference between what they say things can do and what things actually fucking do.
But also everyone's different too, right? Like, even though you're an above knee amputee, someone who's standing next to you, also an above knee amputee, maybe doesn't have as long of a stump as you or something like that. So that makes a difference.
So that's why I can't run yet, is because like my sockets fall off. Yeah. And dude, like.
But I think another reason why people don't understand is your fault. Because you don't explain that very well. And so you, the problem too, is that you walk so well, you train so well, that it's, people just lump you into like the quote unquote normal or typical category, you know? So it's kind of your fault.
Well, I'm a horrible advocate for myself. And like at the Las Vegas VA here, you know, I don't have, like when I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I had a fucking team. And they were throwing me fucking new pieces left and right. We tried new sockets, new vacuum systems, different fucking things. We were trying to get everything right. But I moved to Denver. My Denver team was the shit. There was a fucking, I had a team of people. And I would go to a room and I would say, this is what I want to do. And they would bring me fucking parts and pieces and we would try it. But like, none of it worked at the time. But this is one of the reasons I fucking cut my leg off. Because like, when I had my fucking human leg, I wasn't in control of my life, and things would only degrade, you know. But with technology only gets better, you know. And I was like, if I have a way to control my life, it's cut my leg off and we'll be patient, you know. But here in Las Vegas, I don't have a fucking, you know.
Yeah.
The hardware.
You know. Yeah. Just
the prosthetics department. Mm-hmm. As far as we've experienced is just.
But
the
I had a great fucking. I went there.
You have, yeah.
Today is Friday. I went there what, Wednesday, and there's a new guy, and I like this motherfucker. He's an Army veteran, and I fucking have high hopes for him, and I hope he cares about me, and we start trying new things, because like yes, if I could run. And but you know me, like I don't just want to run again someday. I want to run. Compete. I want to run a sub 6 minute mile. Yeah. Like just running isn't good enough. I'm a fucking.
But that's exciting though, because like there's always something. So like someone said along the way, oh, you have an expiration date, or your relevancy is going to expire, whatever it was. But that's the same for everybody. Like, can we always lift all of this stuff forever? Like, sure, I'm not going to be in like awesome CrossFit, you know. Capability to do this right now, but there's something else I can do, but things adjust, things change. But that's the hard part, and that's why people lose patience, is because it's like, you know, that's why not everyone is like you, and that's why.
And osteoprosthetics are on the table for me now, and I have kids, and it's just deciding who I am and what I want to do versus do I want a comfortable life.
So that is a completely different conversation.
Tell them what osteoprosthetics are while I go pee?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So I guess an easy way to tell you, if you want to see what osteoprosthetics are Derek Carver. He spells Derek a funny way.
Not the right way.
It's D-E-R-I-C-K Carver, like a carver. So he just recently, I think within the last few months, had his osseo integration surgery. So it's literally what you would think of, like if you would break your femur, taking that rod and inserting it onto and fused into your bone somehow.
It goes up the center, doesn't it?
So supposedly the pain is absolutely unreal. Like unreal. Like imagine someone drilling into your bone and then putting something in your bone. And so that is literally a metal piece sticking out of Derek's leg, his stump. I think Derek Carver calls it a nub, but his nub, and he doesn't have near as long a stump or nub as my Derek does. But so now he has literally a metal rod sticking out physically that he just literally kind of like clips a prosthetic into, which is life changing for any amputee.
Because now you don't have a socket.
Which imagine a socket as a like a scuba suit or like a wetsuit gear type thing, where that's what the leg or prosthetic suctions too. So those also Derek has to clean every day. I mean, the sizing of that changes based on your stump size and all of that. And, you know, mind you, Derek's stump changes throughout his weight gain, weight loss. If he drinks beer, that's increasing a lot of the sugars. And so tomorrow his leg's not going to fit. There's a lot of things that go into it. If he flies somewhere, his leg's not going to fit. Anyway, so we're talking about this osseo integration, and that is life changing. A lot of, not even like the surgery part, but because it's going to be literally time saving. We don't have to wash liners. We don't have to, I mean, the time saving is insane. Yes. What did Carver do? What do you mean?
Dick move. He posted a picture of him on an airplane wearing his leg.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I see what he did there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Secret amputee code.
See, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Like middle finger amputee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, so those are the things Derek doesn't talk about. My Derek doesn't talk about, but now, so we're talking about osseo integration. So there's, you know, is he a candidate? Is he not? We haven't got the call back yet, but it's that's going to be interesting. Everything is still in like study trials, experimentation type stuff, but the recovery time too is rough.
It's 18 months. So did you tell them like osseo prosthetics? Uh-huh. Like they put the,
yes.
So but you're basically retired at that point, or like retired from doing amazing shit. So, like, cause like I'm trying to deadlift, or like what I do right now, I couldn't do with a fucking.
And the reason why is because of weight bearing. So it's, you know, you don't, I mean, you, if you break that metal rod or the bone, and that's breaking an entire fucking bone again that you can't get back.
And I'm scared because I like the bullet took out a large chunk of my femur. Like femurs run like this, right? My femur is like this. You know, like I had a lot of femur damage. And I haven't seen an X-ray in fucking 10 years. I don't know what's grown back or something like that. But I know I had fucking severe femur damage. The fucking 3D fucking mold right there. My femur was like split in half.
Yeah.
At the bottom, you know. So like putting a rod in there, I'd be scared. I'd be scared to fucking lift more than 135. You know, they put a rod in that motherfucker.
And the thing is with my Derek is, so he has a specific like military grade prosthetic now, and everyone's always amazed with what he can lift, because supposedly this is an Ottobock leg. He's not supposed to lift what he's lifting, because that
275 leg, the book says
that leg cannot withstand something over what he said 275 pounds. But obviously Derek is lifting more than 275 pounds every day. Mm-hmm. So everyone is like, you know, at Ottobock amazed at what he can do. And they kind of want him to continue to test the boundaries and break his leg, so to speak, because he can push the limits, you know?
I went the new guy at the VA, he was like, wait, you only have one operational leg right now?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, man. I was like, I'm a fucking, like, dude, like, I'm not a fucking arrogant guy. I was like, dude, I'm a world-class athlete with horrible fucking care right now.
So many
like,
other
what could I do with the best shit? What could I do with the best doctors?
So
what could I do?
So many amputees have multiple legs, one for swimming, one for biking, one for mountain climbing, you know, all this stuff. And Derek has this, like, rickety old leg against the wall,
but I'm
like,
a grunt,
barely
dude.
Plugged
you know, when
in.
The, when things are shitty, I'm just like, yeah, I'll fucking deal with it. I don't give a shit.
And yes, you do plug Derek's leg in. People are always amazed by that. I have to plug it in every couple days to recharge it because of the hydraulics and everything like that. Yeah.
This one's squeaking. Like, so this one's broken now. It's squeaking and
squeaking.
Of course
it's broken.
You know, times are tough again, but I'm such a grunt. I was like, you know, I'll just fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible advocate for myself, but that's how fucking grunts are, I think. We're just like, yeah, fuck it. We'll just like, I up the ibuprofen and tobacco and,
change
but
my
like,
sock.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, we just
my
fucking, yeah.
He does have to change his sock every now. Oh, that's a funny story. When we first got together, I used to... I would do his laundry. I like doing laundry. And I would do his laundry and I would fold the socks together, you know, like fold them together. And I didn't think anything of it. And then I realized he has one leg. So
I was like, hey, I appreciate the effort, but this is unnecessary. this is
unnecessary. He literally only needs one sock. Yeah. So yeah, whoops. Whoops.
Yeah. Well, it's funny times.
Yeah. Mm. Now I don't do his laundry at all even. So, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. That's fucking being married for a couple years, I suppose. No, yeah, you do.
It's
you
almost.
Do. You folded my laundry the other night.
It'll be three years next month.
Yum. What about, I was curious to get your take on what it's like to be, like, married to me when I'm in a training cycle and things like that.
Do we have the time? I don't know. We got all sorts of time. During a training cycle. So there are different. I've been through multiple training cycles with different sports. I personally prefer CrossFit. I just don't enjoy the powerlifting world. It's a lot of different types of personalities and lots of drug use, which I didn't know about. and I'm just not that kind of person. So, I prefer CrossFit. So what is it like? It's very strict. I sometimes feel alone because he'll be gone, especially during CrossFit. Like, I mean, he has two training sessions a day, really. So it's full on two a days. So I have to remember sometimes, like, this could be his normal full-time job. And he's just gone. But it's beyond that. It's his lifestyle. It's not just a 9-to-5, like, show up to an office type thing. It's a full-on lifestyle, which is completely different to me. Someone who shows up to the office, sure, they're only gone 9-to-5. Then they come home and then they would help, you know, with whatever. But when he's in training, it's a complete life change. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's not.
So 06 to 2200. So, like, I had a dude got under my skin yesterday, man. Like, I posted something about fitness, and, like, this happens all the time, and I never bite to this fucking comment, but there's always one person who says something like, yeah, it's easy for you because you don't have a job. And I was like, motherfucker.
So don't be upset about this, because a lot of people say that, because mm-hmm. it's like...
But I do have a job on top of.
Of course.
So, like, working out doesn't pay my rent, and then I have to pay rent on top of it. And that has caused, like, my fucking schedule causes friction between us sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's like 06 to 2200.
Mm-hmm. You know? So people say all the time, oh, that would be nice to work out all day, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, you try it. You, I'm serious. Think about it. Seriously, think about it. I can't even work out every single day once a day. And you work out twice a day every single day. And not only work out, but it's the entire lifestyle, as I said. So it's what you do, what you eat, what you sleep and all that. I mean, it's a true lifestyle. And people say that, oh, must be nice to be an athlete. Like, it is so much work. And I actually was just telling my lieutenant this the other day, because we were talking about your odd choice of work and how I think it's hard. It's very difficult to be married to you sometimes. It really is, because you don't have a 9-to-5, whereas I do have a 9-to-5 where I literally cannot take my work home. When I am home, I cannot bring my work to my home. And you are constantly working. You're eating to work, you're training to work, you're on the internet to work, you know, like, that's how you live.
It's a
lot of work.
Because, like, training doesn't pay our bills, it doesn't feed us, it doesn't feed our kids. So it's like my workouts and my competitions, that's what I do personally.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I have to help support the family. So it's like my training is how but that's how I want to spend my time. That's how I want to spend my life. And on top of that is, like, and when I can, I help people with their fitness and things like that. And that's very rewarding for me. And you know, like sometimes I get sucked into it. Like I care about mm-hmm. people too much and I spend too much time and maybe not enough time with the family or something like that. And it's fucking hard ass balance. So that motherfucker that said, it's easy for you because you don't have a job. I'm like, come live my life. Yeah,
I will say it. Like for over a year, I was the one that was like, you have to monetize your training. Like imagine all of these people that are quote unquote influencers, fitness influencers that are, you know, making people pay like $300 a month or something like that. It's me. I'm the reason. Yeah. I am sorry, guys. I'm the reason why Derek's training costs money now. Because, I mean, it's like, yeah, he puts his heart and soul.
We made it cheap as fuck.
No, but like, I mean, like it's Derek doing this work. It's his awesome, amazing friend coach who is also my coach, Jake, who's also doing this work. And it's just like, it's so much that takes time out of their day. It takes heart. It takes time. It takes energy and like it's
funny because like you know some like because you know how it is on the internet when you go try to sell something people call you a sellout but I did it for free for how long
I know and I was the one like
I would do it for free till I die
I know
it and
I know that you would do it for free till we die and that's why yeah I mean like
it's a good time to fucking plug it you know
and like, that's why I'm working again
we sell training programs now and they're great and you know
like, I did the training program Jake created like the postpartum for me and
people ask questions about that all the time about like what equipment do you need and things like that like the postpartum that we have a postpartum program it's actually the most expensive program but it's because it's the longest program
Well, the reason why is because your body just changed the last 9.
And so it's such, dude, like, it's, and, you know, so, like, women write me, they're like, is this safe for me? I was like, first and foremost, like, it's Stacy's program. The postpartum program on DerekWhited.com is Stacy's program.
And the only thing I cared
about, the only thing I cared about was her safety.
Exactly.
I didn't care about her getting fit fast. I cared about her fucking safety.
Yeah, and I will be honest. In fact, the first month, I think I told Jake, my coach, who is Derek's coach as well, this is boring. Like, yeah, but what boring am I is doing?
Safe, man. So, it's like when I got my leg cut off my first time in the gym, my deadlifts were with the orange dumbbells. They were like 3 pounds. It's so boring. But like I cared about her safety. First and foremost for me, like I'm her husband. You know, it's like I was like, we don't need to rush this. You like you don't need to be fit. You got the rest of your life to be fit. And I said this throughout your pregnancy.
Yes.
I was like, I want you to be safe. I don't want you to get injured. You already just had fucking twins. Let's not compound fucking shit. So like our training programs are good. They're smart. There's no certifications to back us up, but that's not fucking, you know, like we're fuck that shit. It. Yeah.
We're interested in getting certifications.
We are, yeah.
We just talked about it this week.
Yeah, just for kicks.
But
and, yeah.
No, not just for kicks. I want to have the education to speak like with knowledge on it. But I still fully believe in like, okay, not only was that a boring program, Jake, but it made me, first of all, patient, which you talk about a lot. Patience, time, but also like trusting in the process, like really truly trust that this is something that's going to take time.
It's funny how pregnancy is like an injury.
It really is.
Because it's like an injury in the sense that you have to fucking stop. Or like Stacy was
I still have diastasis recti, which is common.
You were a high-risk pregnancy on fucking pelvic rest. So it was like, no, like, so there's some moms that'll do like handstand push-ups at 8 months pregnant, you know. Stacy was not that, like, fucking Max's Stacy had this shit called vasopressin, and so Max's blood vessels were attached to her cervix, so any contractions
his placenta would have
fucking so she was an inpatient in the hospital for 27 days.
19, close.
So like 19, so she had to go inpatient in the hospital before we had the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And like, dude, that was a fucking trip too, you know? It's a real, like pregnancy is like, treat it like an injury. Yeah. Start fucking slow.
Yes.
So there's a postpartum program and like the fucking whole first month, women ask me like, what is the equipment you need? It's just body weight.
No, it's absolutely just body weight. It's
the safest shit.
Please do not pick up any weights. Like honestly,
like month, like phase two, like it goes in phases, and it's like month one, month two. So like phase two, I think incorporates a PVC pipe, and then phase three incorporated a dumbbell.
I think so, yeah, and maybe maybe a barbell with no weights, no weights at all. But it was, yeah, it was boring, but it's, and I was doing pretty well in CrossFit before I got pregnant.
You were a fucking killer.
Yeah, and, like, and then, yeah, pregnancy then I happened. Felt like, yeah, and then I felt like, oh my God, I'm worthless. Oh my God, I'm not lifting anything.
It's just like an injury, dude. Like, so it's like she was on.
And it sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it truly sucked, but.
You have to start over again.
Yeah.
Like pregnancy is a fucking.
I have to start over again now because I'm working like crazy, and I have to start all over again now. Yeah. So.
But so yeah, it's fucking wild.
Yeah. Anyway.
Life is a trip. Life is a trip. But like, you know, like a lot of people start over again, and that. But that's the beautiful thing, or that's a beautiful thing I've learned. I've had to start over in my adult. Like I've literally had to walk. In my life, I've had to learn how to walk three times, you know, like where you start. And you, if you have to learn how to walk, because you learn how to walk as a kid.
What was the third time? So as a kid,
when I got shot, I was non-weight bearing and I fucking couldn't. I remember the fucking like.
So as a kid, as an amputee, and then.
No, as a kid, when I got shot, like I couldn't. Oh, my God.
Because painful, you still had your leg.
I was limb salvaged for 4 years.
Okay, yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Your fault, but not like, mine.
I swear to God, one of the most painful days of my life was when I stood up for the first time after getting shot. Because when you're just laying in a bed for fucking several months, and then all that blood rushes down, and they're like, it's going to hurt. But I was in the Army, and at times, like, shut the fuck up, pussy. Nothing can hurt me. And I stood up, and I was like,
oh shit.
Yeah, that was painful. So I learned. So actually, on my personal YouTube, it's saved for posterity. On a flip phone, I recorded my first steps without a cane, and I was in my New Balance 992s. They're great. Yeah,
are those like the dad shoes?
Oh yeah. Or... Oh yeah. But those are the best. Those were my running shoes back in the day. The New Balance
dad shoes?
992s. Hey, you can't get better than that. Oh fuck it. Hey, I ran a fucking five-minute mile on those motherfuckers.
Seriously, like the white shoes with
Gray. They were gray. They had like little. They're like tennis ball-ish material on the outside.
Okay, because I'm thinking like the dad shoes.
The New Balance. They were in you know fucking. So what's this? 2005. They were $119. That's a lot of money for a shoe.
So tell us why you only wear the shoes that you wear now.
Well, my leg's calibrated to the shoe. And
Well, people don't know that either. Yeah. You only wear Nikes, this particular brand, this particular design model.
So
his leg is calibrated.
I know. I want to get Vans to match the boys, but.
But yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah. But because the leg's calibrated to the, you know, like there's
the height, sensors.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Like people don't know. Like they say like bionic leg, blah, 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 blah. But they don't know that. So like if he were to wear like a dress heel or dress shoe, I guess you should say, with a heel, he can't wear that because it's not calibrated to that height of a particular, and the heel is nothing on a men's shoe. It's nothing, but he can't wear that because it's not calibrated.
It just walks funny. If I change shoes, so like once a year I buy three shoes. Every time the Nike Metcons fucking release the new Metcon, I buy fucking three pair. Mm-hmm. And that's my shoes for the year because my leg is calibrated to the fucking heel or the toe to heel height ratio. Things like that, my leg gets calibrated to that. Like, yeah, there's a lot that goes into being an amputee that
that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah. We don't care about complaining or nothing like that.
Oh no.
Yeah.
There it is.
We just I want to wrap this up. I feel like I'm being interrogated here.
Can we ask one last question?
Okay, one more question, and we're gonna.
This is a good one.
Okay.
Wow, it's getting thick there, folks. Yeah. It's getting thick.
Oh God.
Oh, what a hoot this is.
Oh God.
Okay. Would you rather, Derek?
Okay.
Would you rather have one nipple or two belly buttons?
Where's the nipple?
Yeah.
Doesn't say.
Yeah.
So like you tell me.
Like
it doesn't say. It doesn't say. Use your imagination. One nipple or two belly buttons.
One nipple, because you know. Oh my God.
Owen, what's your answer? Wait, hold on. Hold your answer. Owen, what's your answer? Okay. One nipple, two belly buttons.
I'm going with one nipple.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
You're going with the same answer?
Yeah, one nipple.
One nipple? Okay, yeah, why?
Because I don't clean my belly button very often. And just the other day, I was talking to Wes at the Apollo there.
Where? Yeah, where?
I was talking to Wes. Where? It was a real conversation. I was chatting with him. I was like, man, I don't clean my belly button very often. And then I fucking looked at it. I was like, that's an embarrassing amount of belly button lint. So I can't keep up with one amount of belly button lint, and I don't want to fucking keep up with two.
That's a good idea. Now, I feel like if it was you were asking a woman, it may be different. Probably one nipple, I'm thinking.
Is what a woman would
have? Oh, wait, but that's the answer you guys just gave.
No, I want you to have two nipples. You know I like your nipples. So.
Okay, anyways. Like,
please keep them both.
Okay, we're done.
I can't suck on a belly button.
Wrap it up, Owen. Wrap it up. We're done.
I've never once sucked on your belly button.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah. Boss says it's time to go. Hey, guys. Thanks for joining us on this episode 3 of Savage Saturdays. Here on the Drinking Bros podcast. I'm Derek White. This is my wife, Stacy.
Hi.
We love you.
We love ya.